had submitted an ethics complaint to the Wisconsin Ethics Commission a month ago against Representative Dean Knutson up in Hudson because he had formed his own PAC while being a sitting legislator, the PAC being called the Wisconsin Liberty Fund. And when I heard about this, I started to bat my head against the wall because I will remember on November 6, 2015, in the Senate gallery late at night. I was up there. I was practically the only person up there. There was a Capitol Police officer and a legislative page and me, and that was it. And I remember hearing on the Senate floor a heated debate between some of the Democratic senators and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, with Scott Fitzgerald saying, look, I know you guys are worried that some legislator may set up his or her own PAC or issue advocacy group, but don't worry about that because this bill we're about to pass won't allow that to happen because legislators can't coordinate with themselves. That was Fitzgerald's line. And then here we have, lo and behold, Representative Knutson forming his own PAC. And the real crisis that this creates, it's not really with Dean Knutson because he's retiring, but the precedent that it sets is horrible, disastrous, because what the precedent says is if you're a sitting legislator and you are running for re-election, you still can have your own PAC or your own issue advocacy group. So say I'm an assembly person. The most my richest friend can give me as an assembly person is $1,000. We've set limits on that to try to prevent corruption. But all I need to do now is set up my own group, Matt Rothschild is the greatest, and have my richest person send not $1,000 but $100,000 to that group that I run, that I set up. And I can use that $100,000 to run ads saying how great I am and how horrible my opponent is. I mean, it makes a total mockery of our ability to limit donations to candidates and also our ability to impose adequate disclosure, because if my issue advocacy group, Matt Rothschild is the greatest, is just for issue advocacy, no one will ever know that my friend gave me $100,000 through that group because I don't have to disclose it, which is to say my outside group that I formed and run doesn't have to disclose where my money's coming from. So that's a huge part of the corruption picture that is now emerging. Citizens United, the disastrous U.S. Supreme Court decision back in 2010, said corporations and other outside groups can spend unlimited amounts of money to try to elect this candidate or trash the other candidate. But that was predicated on the fact that there cannot be coordination between the candidate and the outside group. And now what happened last year with the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision in John Doe, and then with the Wisconsin legislature doing a top-to-bottom rewrite in a terrible way of our campaign finance law, is you can now not only coordinate with an outside group, you can be the outside group. You can yourself set up and run the outside group so you can coordinate with yourself. I mean, it makes an absurdity of an absurdity. The first absurdity was the Wisconsin Supreme Court and the Wisconsin legislature saying you could coordinate with outside groups. Now the double absurdity is you can coordinate with yourself. There's another aspect of the corruption that's at stake here. Say you are a legislator and you've set up your own issue advocacy group and it is being funded by $100,000 or $200,000 or $1 million from some corporation who has business with the state of Wisconsin, who wants to change the laws so that maybe it gets a tax break or maybe it doesn't have to be regulated so intently by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue or the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR. And so you're getting essentially paid by this corporation to do the corporation's dirty work. No one will know that you're introducing a bill that, you know, the corporation lawyers may have written, and then you're pushing the bill hard through the legislature and it becomes law. And it becomes law because you were being paid off by that corporation. I mean, for more than 100 years, corporations haven't been able to do this in Wisconsin, but now it's Katie bar the door.